open up, open up, open up. Hi. Come here. What? Am I drunk? Of course I'm drunk. You're so smart. So tell me, Sherlock, what was your first clue? Was that I greeted you with a kiss? What? You don't greet your friends by sticking your tongue down their throats? Oh, hell yeah. I am drunk off my ass. You have no idea. Or maybe you have some idea because you're just so smart. Well, are you going to make me stand out here all night or are you going to invite me in? Come on. Oof. Of course I didn't drive here, silly. What kind of girl do you think I am? Just because I sleep with my boyfriend's roommate doesn't mean I break the law. I walked up from that bar down the street. I knew you'd be here all by yourself, watching sports. Which is perfect, because I really need a cuddle buddy right now. Oh, cut the crap. Your standoffishness was cute last time, but I've seen you naked, I've sucked your dick, and followed that up with cuddling. Trust me, spooning is totally fine at this point. Thanks, dear. You're really nice, you know that? I'm really happy to know you. Yeah, I've always been really happy to know you, but now is... Now, I just really need a friend. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this. I should have just gone home. I didn't mean to bother you with all this shit. It's just I didn't know where else to go. My roommate's probably with her stupid boyfriend and... No. Listen. The real reason I'm here, the reason I'm drunk, is because Anthony broke up with me. I'm a hot mess right now. Just today, he broke up with me in an email. Gosh, after all the time we spent together. After I was so totally cool with him taking a semester abroad. He didn't even say why. He just said, I don't think this is gonna work out. And completely blocked me. Yeah, sure. I found out through a mutual friend that he started going out with some bimbo he met in his program. What an asshole. I mean, yeah, okay, I know. Pot, kettle, all that shit. I cheated on him, but I cheated on him out of sexual necessity. I still loved him. I still love him now. I'm not pissed that he cheated on me. I get it. You know how much I get it. If he told me that he got drunk one night and fucked some random girl, we could have talked through it and gotten past it, and it would have been fine. I wouldn't have cared. I might have told him about us. I mean, not about you specifically, because I know that you're friends, but I would have told him there was another guy. And it would have been fine. We would have survived it. But the way he just blocked me like that? Like he doesn't want anything to do with me ever again? Like, I never even existed or mattered to him. We were together for so long. Oh my god. I deserve better than that. I deserved a fucking phone call, you know? Or Skype or whatever. I don't know. This is such bullshit. I don't know what I did. I mean, nobody knows about you and me. You didn't tell him, right? Good. No, I know you didn't. I would have killed you. But I know you didn't. So nobody else knows. I didn't tell any of my friends. It's like karma. That's what this is. Pure and simple karma. I deserve this. I deserve worse than this. I deserve to go to hell. What? Why are you looking at me like that? No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to dump all my problems on you. What? You're glad I came over? Well, I couldn't walk back to my house. Really? You think I'm attractive when I cry? What, even though my makeup is running all over the place? You seriously find that sexy? Well, well, fucking well. Isn't today your lucky day, sir? You seriously think I just came here to cuddle? And to cry on your shoulder, lovely as it is? No. What do you think? I came here to fuck. I'm not too drunk for sex. I'm not. Oh, please. I put myself in your house on your couch. Your dick would already be inside me if I had the ability to do that myself. You better hurry up and fuck me. Wait. Where the hell are you going? Oh, to get a condom? How could you be thinking about birth control right now? No, get back here before I kick you in the balls. I'm serious. You have a heartbroken, drunk woman crying on your couch and begging you for sex. Begging you for unprotected, raw-dogging sex. And not just any girl. You are roommate's girlfriend, who you have always wanted, and who you are probably in love with. Most definitely in love with. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm serious. I promise you. Please, please fuck me. I'm drunk. I'm horny. I'm heartbroken. And I just want some rebound sex. Rebound sex has got to be even hotter than cheating sex. It's all the fun and all the naughtiness with none of the guilt. Oh, I know you wanted to. You do. You do. Tell me you fucking want it. You do. Now. Huh? Then why are your clothes still on? Huh? Yeah, take them off already. Jesus! We have a situation on our hands and you are not thinking very clearly. Come here. Mm. I'll go down on you a little bit. But you have gotten enough attention. And I am definitely going to get off this time. I'm going to get off before you. I'm going to make damn fucking sure about it. But I'll still suck your dick a little because I enjoy sucking dick. Okay, so. Well, we know how much you love it when I spit on your cock, right? Don't worry. I'm not gonna edge you this time. Gosh. I love how malleable and relative your sense of honor is. You keep asking me if this is okay. It is okay. You're still the guy who fucked his friend's girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend now. Asshole. What? Oh, thank you. You're right. There's no way she's better at this than I am. Only now, he'll never have it again. You will, though. You'll get to have me anytime you want me. I promise. Wait. You can't come yet. No. I made you come last time, so it's my turn to come. Yeah. I hope you're hungry because you're about to eat me out. There we go. Well, go on. You know how to do this. Oh, God. Yes, you do. Oh, I can't believe I didn't start by making you do this. Very first time. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck Anthony. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're better at this than he ever was. He had no idea how to eat me out. And he thought he was so fucking good at it. Yes. Oh my God, I'm gonna come already. Shit. That's exactly what I came here for. Oh, God, you are a dream come true. Oh, I like tasting myself on you. Oh, there's one more problem, though. I'm still horny. What? Didn't you know girls are just getting started when they come the first time? Have you ever done reverse cowgirl? It's my favorite position. And that's what I'm gonna do to you. Here. Lie down. Yeah, perfect. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe I waited this long to have this dick inside me. Oh, my God. You want to know the truth? Yeah, I wanted you all along. From the first time I met you, I knew I was going out with the wrong roommate. Now I have my proof. Like a stupid girl, I kept going out with Anthony. Because I thought that was the decent thing to do. I thought I could never break up with a guy and then start going out with his roommate. I thought you'd both hate me. I even waited for that asshole, would you believe it? But you're sweet and caring and sexy and so fucking good in bed. You're the one that I want. You're the one. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, this isn't just getting back at Anthony. Oh, even though that's definitely fun. Oh, this is how it's supposed to be. What it should have been. Oh my God. Yeah? You're getting ready to come? Yeah? No. Oh God, I want to have your baby. No, don't you dare pull out. Oh, I swear to God. If you try and pull out and come anywhere but inside my pussy, there is gonna be hell to pay. Fuck, yes. Oh my God, yes. Oh God, that's it. Oh, that's it. Come inside me. No, come inside me. Oh, shit. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I can feel it. Oh my God, it's so warm. Oh, I love it. Oh, why would you think I'm gonna regret this in the morning? Listen, I may be a little drunk, but I'm not lying when I say that was the best sex I've ever had. And I look forward to much, much more. I want to make this a regular thing. You know, Anthony might be transferring schools to stay with the bimbo after the program is over. So I heard. Wouldn't that be nice? Either of us would never ever have to see him again. Oh no, I don't want to get off your dick just yet. You know, I never let Anthony come inside me. Ever. Oh my gosh, and he used to beg me for it all the time. No, but I always made him wear a condom. Yeah, always. Always made him wear a condom, even after I went on the pill. I didn't go off the pill, I'm still on it. Yeah. Yeah, I was lying. You don't have to worry about any accidental pregnancies. Are you crazy? We're both still in school. I don't want to have a baby now. When I said about wanting your baby, that was just a figure of speech. I just wanted your cum. I just wanted to know what it felt like when a guy came inside me. If it was as awesome as I thought it would be. It was. Though I do think you would make a terrific dad. Oh, well. I think I should get some sleep. I'm probably gonna have a hangover tomorrow, so. And all this mind-blowing sex has worn me out. I don't suppose you could get a glass of water and an aspirin ready for me? Maybe make me breakfast tomorrow? I mean, you did get laid. It's the least you could do. Mm-hmm. And you got out of having a baby. Oh, thank you, baby. You are so sweet.